VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey guys, how's it going? 2020 is about to end, and what's your New Year's resolution? Get a boyfriend or girlfriend, or buy a new car, or become a millionaire? Or I can think of becoming rich is to win the lottery. But can winning the lottery truly make you happy? Let's not jump into the conclusion yet. Take a look at today's sentence first, and you'll find out the answer. Let's go! Some winners experience a deluge of unwelcome requests for money, so they wind up cutting themselves off from others.
许多得主会遇到大量不请自来的金钱要求，因此他们最终将自己与他人隔离开来。
老规矩，我们一样先来看发音的部分。首先，第一个字 deluge， 这里的 e 是发 e 的音。然后这里的 U E 是发 U 的音，然后不知道你们记不记得，但是如果当 G 的后面是 E 的时候，那个 G 要念成 J， 就是有点类似 J 的音这样，所以它叫做 deluge。再来是那个 off， 我们不会念 off， 会念 off， 有点像是 e 的音。再来是 wind up。我知道你们看到 wind 这个字，第一眼应该会想念 wind， 因为风也是这个字。但是在这里要记得念 wind， 然后 wind 跟 up 要连音，那个 d 就可以不用发出来，所以念起来像是 wind up。再来是 cutting 的那个 tt， 不需要真的念出 t 的音，就是听起来比较像是 cutting。好，那我们接着就放慢速度再念一次句子呗。
Some winners experience a deluge of unwelcome requests for money, so they wind up cutting themselves off from others.
OK， 那接着就进入到我们今天的第一个单字 unwelcome。这是一个形容词，意思是不受欢迎的、多余的。那这个字的同义词呢是 unwanted 或者是 uninvited， 就是你不请自来。好，那我们来看一下例句要怎么讲。
An unwelcome visitor just showed up to the party.
一位不受欢迎的客人刚出现在了派对上。接着是 a deluge of something。A deluge of something， 这是一个片语，意思是大量的。那它有一个同义词，你们应该比较熟悉，就是 a lot of。那 deluge 这个字本身呢，其实是一个名词，意思是暴雨、洪水。所以就是下暴雨的时候，就是水很多， a lot of water 这样。好，那我们来看一下例句。
The man committed suicide because he received a deluge of negative comments from haters.
该名男子因受到大量来自酸民的负面评论而自杀。Committed suicide 意思就是自杀。然后英文的酸民叫做 haters。之前那个泰勒斯有一首歌叫做 Shake It Off， 它里面就有讲到 haters， 酸民。Anyways， 我们来看第三个单字 wind up， 这又是一个片语，然后意思是使自己陷入或是卷入或者是落得什么样的下场这样。
比如说 If you keep doing this, you will wind up losing both of your career and your wife.
如果你继续这样，你最终会落得同时失去你的工作跟妻子。那这里有一个地方要注意的，就是 wind up 后面的动词要加上 ing 哦。那 wind up 还有另外一个意思，但是这写法有点不一样，就是他们不是分开的，是中间会再加一条杠杠。 那它的意思就会变得完全不一样，它就会变成一个形容词，意思就是上发条的，通常就是指玩具啊或是手表那类的。 And the example is like this. This wind-up doll is practically an antique because it belonged to my great-grandmother. 这个上发条的娃娃实际上是个古董了，因为它属于我曾祖母的。Practically 的意思是实际上，那 antique 就是古董。那大家知道 grandmother 是阿嬷的意思吗？那加上 great 的话就会变成曾祖母，就是阿嬷的妈妈，还是阿嬷的阿嬷，应该是阿嬷的妈妈。 Anyway， 反正就是加上 great 的话就是他又更老了一级这样。好啦，总之，所以如果是 grandfather 的话，然后加上 great 就会变成曾祖父。 Alright guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Yes, I have to admit that becoming a millionaire has been my New Year's resolution for the past few years, but I know a lot of money wouldn't make me happier, because there would be more things for me to worry about when I become wealthy, such as being kidnapped by someone or something like that. Anyways, what do you guys think about winning the lottery? Would it really make you happier? Don't forget to leave a comment below with your recordings, and I'll see you soon. Bye bye!